time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. We had a couple questions online, one recommending for gout, fluid buildup. We'll talk about that. Now, there was a question on how much serapeptase. They're in international units, measured in anti-inflammatory units. And most of the studies were done on 30,000 international units. Then they became available in 60,000, and then in 90,000, and in 120,000. To me, I always think taking the higher dose, because it's such a natural compound, like we sell in our store, the 120,000 unit serapeptase. So this becomes where you only have to take one or two of those capsules per day. The other thing it does is it actually dissolves plaque out of your arteries. And that's something that is really quite good, especially when you mix it with vitamin D and vitamin K2. Because the vitamin D, vitamin K2 combination, and I think at least 5,000 to 10,000 units per day, and maybe up to 1 milligram of K2, and that really needs to be a combination of MK7 and MK4. That's just chemicals that are part of the K2. And you can get it in 500 or 1 milligram, 1,000 micrograms. When you take a 5,000 unit vitamin D, let's say you take it one twice a day, then you would take one vitamin K2 with that, again, along with your serapeptase. So the serapeptase helps to dissolve plaque that builds up, and then the vitamin K and vitamin D actually tell the minerals to go back to the bones where they belong. So you can use vitamin D, vitamin K2 to actually help reverse osteoporosis. Serapeptase, again, I would use at least the 90,000 or the 100 or up to the 120. I'll stay with the dose that I'm using, which is 500 micrograms or 1,000 micrograms, which is 1 milligram, with each 5,000 unit vitamin D. That's on the serapeptase, and you know, it doesn't really matter so much on weight. It matters how much pain and inflammation that you're in. Yet I would think every single supplement has a weight restriction, and most supplements that are on the market today in any health food store are designed around a 150-pound person, 150 to 170-pound person. So you can use that as a general rule on how to do supplements. So if you're only 85, 95, 100 pounds, then you can lower the dose. But serapeptase, as far as I know, does not have any side effects other than the reduction of pain. So that would be something good. Gout is a condition that comes from the digestion of proteins that a lot of purines, and purines is a protein from that's produced by protein digestion. So that can build up in the circulatory system. You'll know because in the periphery of your body, your toes or your fingertips, that's where you're going to feel pain mostly with gout. Because gout crystals, when you see them under a microscope, and you can see all kinds of crystals directly in the blood. And when you look at uric acid crystals, it looks like broken glass that's in the blood. Those things get caught in the small little capillaries. And the little capillaries in your toes and in your feet, that's where blood changes direction. What happens is that those blood vessels, those little capillaries, are half the diameter of a red blood cell. A red blood cell is about 7 microns large. A half of that, think of that, they're very pliable. So what happens when they go through these small capillaries, they get squeezed into the shape of a hot dog. They go through at single file. That's why when we look at someone's blood, there's often a condition called rouleau, where the blood is sticky. Now, blood is not round like a ball. It is flat like a life preserver, and it's indented on both sides. It doesn't go all the way through, but there's an indention on both sides. So it's a life preserver. Every single cell in our body is a life preserver, every red blood cell. Now, when they die, they actually puff out into a ball, and they get spikes all over them, and they look like those old mines from World War II. Remember the mines that were in the ocean, and a ship would come close and touch one of the little spikes on those round, big round balls, and it would explode. So that's what happens in the body. These red blood cells, they're called echinocytes or acanthrocytes. They're different type, and it's a condition of misshapen red blood cells, and the scientific name is called polycythemia. These echinocytes and acanthrocytes have these spikes all over them, and when they touch something, they can explode, and they lyse. And that's what actually causes the chills and the fevers, because the insides of those cells are somewhat toxic to us. Even though they're self, everything inside a cell is protected by a cell membrane around it. So we don't want all of those little organelles to be released into the bloodstream. That's what can cause an inflammatory response. Now, you'll always see some of those cells, because each white blood cell lives about 120 days, and then they start to die. And the spleen, like a little Pac-Man, as the blood goes through the spleen, or through your body and goes through the spleen, these little Pac-Man cells grab the cells that are dying and bring it into the spleen. The spleen grinds them up like into hamburger meat, and then extracts out of the hamburger meat, or all those the ground-up cells, and sends it to the liver. And that's called bilirubin. So when the bilirubin is high, oftentimes it means a high turnover of dead cells, or it's building up in the liver for some reason. Now, they'll also do in a blood test what's called direct and indirect bilirubin. The direct is in the gallbladder, the indirect is in the liver, so we can measure the difference from the total bilirubin. They measure how much is in the gallbladder, how much is in the liver. We like that to be about a 50-50 ratio. So bilirubin is an indication about liver and the turnover of dead cells. So that's what happens in the red blood cells. And go ahead. Are you listen only, or hello, are you question?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Hi, Dr. Ben Joseph.
Hi there.
My name is Ron. I'm calling in regards to a family member I have. They actually had some abdominal pain, mostly on the right side, and got a workup with a traditional medicine, and was found to have H. pylori, and was treated already with a what they call a clarithromycin-based triple therapy. It didn't actually work, so they're thinking about changing the therapy, and I thought, were there alternatives that she could use, because those 2 weeks were literally very difficult for her to go through. There's other therapies she could...
Yes, there is, and the reason it was difficult, because they forget to prescribe the probiotics. Whenever you take an antibiotic, 1 hour later, you need to take a probiotic. Or you need to take maybe a teaspoon to a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, or the new vinegar made from coconut water, or a little bit of sauerkraut. Or you can take a probiotic pill. I would get a high-dose one, at least 10, 20, 30 billion organisms per capsule. The difference is, though, sauerkraut in 3 forkfuls will give you 10 trillion of those bacteria. That's going to help if someone does that 2-week protocol. When you take the probiotic 1 hour after that, and again, if you take the protocol twice a day, then again, you'll take a probiotic 1 hour after that. That's to replace the good bacteria back into the stomach and the intestines. So it's critical to do that, and most doctors never prescribe that. Now, there is a super spice that is one of the best spices in the world against H. pylori. It is cinnamon. true cinnamon, not the cassia cinnamon. The cassia cinnamon does work to some degree, but most of the research on true cinnamon, which comes from Ceylon, it's called Ceylon cinnamon. And when you start, you can really help with that H. pylori by taking between a quarter and a half a teaspoon of that true cinnamon, and you mix it with one or two teaspoons of either the apple cider vinegar or the coconut water vinegar, and you mix it up real well, and you take that with every meal. And then again, you're taking the probiotics, so that's always putting the good bacteria in. But cinnamon itself, it has an anti H. pylori effect, and it's actually in a lot of herbal formulas for the gastrointestinal tract. And again, what's so unique about when we use spices, we're enhancing the health of the digestive system. So you can take, as an example, digestive enzymes, and they can usually a multi-spectrum digestive enzyme formula is going to have protease, which digests proteins, amylase, which digests starch, lipase, which digests fats, and then they'll have cellulase or hemicellulase, other kinds of enzymes. And you take one or two of those with each meal, and that'll help digest your food. The same way adding that vinegar, whether it's the apple cider or the coconut vinegar, that'll help digestion also. But cinnamon, that half a quarter to a half a teaspoon with the vinegar with each meal, say two or three times a day, just depends how many you eat, and that will often wipe out that H. pylori. Now, what you can do is tell them after about a month, they can do that two-week protocol again and change the antibiotic. A lot of times, some of the antibiotics that they use don't really work as well. They're using, but there is a couple of antibiotics, one called moxicillin and one called doxicillin. And those antibiotics seem to be some of the best. And then they're used with the Pepcid, the antacids, and again, take the probiotic after. That should help their stomach and really stop all that abdominal pain and that gassy, bloated, and oftentimes bowel problems. But they do have to be careful because that bacteria can cause stomach cancer. So one of the symptoms is they're going to have a chronic heartburn. And if they don't have any heartburn, then you probably are okay. And oftentimes they'll give a Prilosec or a Nexium. But if you're not having heartburn, I would say you're not really having issues with the H. pylori. And H. pylori, by the way, is ubiquitous. It means it's on everyone. Most people have it, yet most people do not react to it. It's only those that are getting that chronic heartburn that then they go get tested. There's an antibody test if you're positive. That's one of the few times I recommend doing the drug two-week program if they don't want to do the herbal program. But you can even do both simultaneously. So I think if they do that, I think they'll be pretty good and feel much better. The other thing cinnamon does when you take it like that over a long period of time, it'll balance out the circulatory system. And oftentimes when you balance out the circulatory system, it can correct something like high blood pressure or low blood pressure. But again, you're balancing out the circulatory system, so that's what happens. When you do that, the body's natural healing mechanisms decide what to do, whether it's to lower the high blood pressure or to raise lower blood pressure. And oftentimes when you have low blood pressure, we look in naturopathic health care, we look to the thyroid. And oftentimes when the thyroid is very low, the blood pressure will be very low. Excellent question, by the way. I thank you very much for that. That was a very good question.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's been Joseph. Okey-doke. Okay.
You're welcome. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We are back. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
I had a question as far as on the vitamin C, as far as the 1,000 milligrams. One of my questions is it's ascorbic acid. What my understanding on that is, that's kind of like a combination of cornstarch and sulfuric acid. And I know that like anything basically over like 100 milligrams is synthetic made, or that's what I've been led to believe.
Most of the vitamin C is made from corn. And one of the nice things about Nature Sunshine is that they use a GMO-free. Once they make that, it's a full spectrum. This is a vitamin C with all of the bioflavonoids added to that. So it's a high dose, which is the only way you can get that. You can't get natural vitamin C at that high dose, meaning it has to be processed, because acerola cherries or cayenne pepper, it's very difficult for people to eat a lot of cayenne pepper at one time because it burns so much. And acerola cherries, when supposedly that's where they get the vitamin C, it's, again, very, very low dose. Now, Linus Pauling, one of the greatest scientists in the 20th century, did just mountains and mountains of research and found that the vitamin C, he tested every kind of vitamin C, whether it was synthetic or otherwise. And again, what we want is non-GMO, but when it's mixed with the full-spectrum bioflavonoids, it becomes very beneficial. Now, we use the time release because it releases very slow amounts of vitamin C over a 24-hour period. So this way, you're not getting that blast at one time. And again, whenever I use vitamin C, I usually add the L-lysine, which is an amino acid, with that, because of the additional properties that the two of them synergistically do. So according to Linus Pauling, that type of vitamin C, and Nature Sunshine really does the best they can. They don't really use any synthetic compounds, but vitamin C is fermented. They do ferment the corn. They process it to get the high amounts of ascorbic acid. Again, but it's mixed with the full spectrum of bioflavonoids. So I like that. And he found that it didn't matter. And he used in his research sometimes the cheapest vitamin C that you can get. And again, in IV drips in the A4M medical group for doctors that belong to the A4M, their functional medicine, they use sodium ascorbate, and they use that as an IV drip, and they found it's phenomenal against cancer and other kinds of autoimmune diseases. So I hope that answers your question. There was a question about liposomal vitamin C. That's vitamin C that's been processed with phosphorus, like from lecithin. You can get, as an example, liquid lecithin and pure vitamin C powder, and you can actually put that in a blender and whip that, and you will make your own liposomal vitamin C, because the lecithin is a phosphorus-bound compound, and it surrounds that vitamin C, and it actually helps it with the absorption of that vitamin C, because oftentimes, when you want to take high oral doses of vitamin C, you're going to get diarrhea because you're just going to pass out the vitamin C that you don't use quickly enough. And when you do the liposomal vitamin C, it actually allows more vitamin C concentration into the blood. So that's one of the reasons I like the vitamin C time-released mixed with L-lysine. And that's the Linus Pauling and the way that I use that. So, but liposomal vitamin C, again, is a new kid on the block, but I would take my vitamin C with L-lysine. Here was an article that came out, and it's on sauna bathing. It talks about 75 million adults in the United States currently have high blood pressure, which dramatically raises your risk of suffering a heart attack or a stroke. And high blood pressure is a primary contributing cause of death for a lot of Americans. When it comes to lowering blood pressure, Americans would do well taking a tip from the Scandinavian counterparts. New research conducted by scientists at the University of Finland reveals that the Finnish custom of sauna bathing helps to lower blood pressure and significantly reduce your risk of heart disease. The practice of sauna bathing is highly prized in Finland. So researchers have long known that sauna bathing has cardiovascular benefits, but weren't exactly sure why. Well, now they understand, because it allows more blood flow up to the skin, the surface of the skin. It increases higher cardiac output, which closely mimics low to moderate intensity aerobic exercise. And so the sauna raises your heartbeat up. This was a study published in the Journal of Human Hypertension, and they looked at the effects of a 30-minute sauna on over 100 patients. They found those taking a 30-minute sauna found that the participants' systolic blood pressure dropped from an average of 137 down to less than 130. Sauna bathing, you can get those tent saunas, and that would be something very important to add to your health program. Sauna bathing, about a good half hour, but intensify it by breathing pure oxygen. I wanted to mention, I didn't get to go for it, but essential oils help repel mosquito bites. Thank you. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And we are back. There's a lot of women that are concerned because of what's called the BRCA gene that supposedly makes you more susceptible to breast cancer. Well, there was a new study in the British medical journal Lancet that fatal breast cancer gene is just a myth. No significant difference in cancer survival rates, says the British medical journal Lancet. So the medical industry, including Big Pharma, has been heavily under fire for quite some time for promoting unwanted treatments of doubtful efficacy and effectivity. One of these treatments, which has been under fire for ages as far as women's health and survival are concerned, is the practice of prophylactic mastectomy. And they consider taking chemotherapy because they have the BRCA gene. To determine that, they found, this is a professor from a cancer sciences academic unit at the University of Southampton and the University Hospital of Southampton and the Natural Health Services Foundation. They did in a study of 127 hospitals across the United Kingdom, and they did over almost 3,000 women between the ages of 18 and 40 and between the years of 2000 and 2008. And they found there was no difference in outcomes in traditional medicine, whether a woman had her breasts removed, cancer developed in other areas. They found that the gene does not get expressed unless lifestyle is incorrect. So that's what they're finding. It has to do with the lifestyle of whether the gene is expressed or not. So when you follow a good, healthy program, you take your vitamins and minerals and herbs, you'll find that that gene is not expressed. Another article that is very controversial about mammography. This study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, looked at 30 years of the effects of screening using mammography on breast cancer incidence. And for over 30 years, science has believed that mammography is the primary weapon against breast cancer. However, this new proposition has been disproved. It is revealed that 1.3 million cases of cancer in the United States could have been zero without mammography. They're saying that the mammograms increase the risk of cancer, and that 1.3 million cases over the last 30 years came because of the mammography. And the study was done on the breast cancer incidence. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and they gained the attention of mainstream medicine as it discusses the possibility that mammography has been the cause of many breast cancers for millions of women who adopted it in the past. breast cancer overdiagnosis mostly happens to women below 40 years of age. So not all tumors detected through mammography are cancerous, but oftentimes they will rush into surgery and rush into radiation and chemotherapy. This is what's happening. So The Lancet Oncology published a study associated, and they stated, and this is from that article, "We believe many invasive breast cancers detected by repeated mammography screening do not persist to be detected by screening at the end of 6 years, suggesting that the natural course of many of these screen-detected invasive breast cancers is to spontaneous regression." And we think that that regression, by the way, this is from me again, is because people change their diets and they start taking vitamins and minerals, and basically they get better. So, ladies, please do not get a mammogram. I suggest only getting thermograms, and that's what you want to get. And one more, that the New York Times is attacking the scientist that talks about vitamin D. When your vitamin D is high, one of the main preventions of whooping cough. And it's easily prevented when you take this low-cost nutrient. And it is making a comeback across the United States, and it's the New York Times is on a mission. They want to get people to believe that at least 80% of them have normal vitamin D levels, and they say when you take a blood test, they only look at that it only prevents rickets in children and osteomalacia, softening of the bones. So normal levels of vitamin D, they say, are anything above 20 nanograms per milliliter. Well, the one of the main scientists, highly respected scientist at Boston University, he's an endocrinologist, he's published from the New England Journal of Medicine and the Journal of Endocrine Society, says no, that you need higher amounts of vitamin D. Get your vitamin D levels up to above 60, I'm saying between 75 and 95, and you cut your risk of all forms of cancer by a minimum of 75%. So the New York Times is a shill for the pharmaceutical companies. Don't listen to them. Take your vitamin D. And if I can get the last one in, astaxanthin is the greatest compounds that target cancer cells for destruction. That's why I have 30 milligrams in Prime Longevity, more than any other supplement on the market. And astaxanthin can prevent cancer 6 ways. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Back in the 80s, when I learned about the RAID, I was already an iridologist, having studied with some of the best in the world for 20-plus years, studying with Bernard Jensen, known as one of the greatest of this past century. The RAID method is the psychological assessment of what's going in the eyes. And what it does is it tells you what the brain wants to know. What is the brain attempting to learn when you're a kid growing up? How do we learn? What happens is we get kicked, battered, emotionalized, and traumatized into our own personal growth. It's either a stepping stone or a stumbling block. And so it depends how you relate to it. No person can ever go back and start over with a new beginning. But anyone can start from now and choose to have a new ending. That story of your life, you can at any point decide to change the way you relate to that baggage that you carry, make a different ending in the story. One of the things that it does, it'll tell you the brain's lessons of those issues. If you have an issue with your father, your mother, okay, you have issues with fear or angers, and what are those teaching the brain? I want to make sure that I cover this article, because there's been a lot of information on the HPV vaccines. Medical journals confirms that the HPV vaccine causes more harm than good, according to the science. The author, by the way, is facing death threats. The author of the study had to use a pseudonym because you can't talk negatively against the studies on vaccines, and the pharmaceutical industry and the government is pushing the HPV vaccine. And there was an article that came out in the Journal of Medical Ethics. They noticed that there was a significant rise in invasive cervical cancer incidence from 2014 and 2015 and all the way up to 2018, especially among women ages 20 to 49 years old, and the age range during which the women often get the HPV vaccine. This study was done in Sweden. In medicine, sometimes preventative measures and treatments have the opposite effect, whether it's antidepressants making people suicidal or chemotherapy that spreads cancer rather than getting rid of it. Well, it's just shocking how bad some of these supposed solutions to health problems really are. Well, now the new contender that's finally emerged in the form of the HPV vaccine. We've known a long time that this vaccine is bad news, but now the study has shown that it actually raises a woman's risk of getting cervical cancer instead of preventing it, as it's intended. Unfortunately, people will never know about this fact because the study was retracted, and they retracted it because the author would not use their real name, because they did print the name, and now the author is facing death threats and repercussions from the FDA. Anyway, the article was published again in the Journal of Medical Ethics, and it has shown conclusively that women that get the HPV vaccine can have all kinds of side effects, including Guillain-Barré disease. And so that's one of the things that we would suggest, not taking that vaccine. Again, the only vaccines I really recommend is meningitis for those of kids going to college, and the rabies vaccine. Both of those are effective, and other vaccines, like for influenza, are not effective. The CDC came out that for 35 years in a row, they've picked the wrong vaccine for the influenza. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Diatomaceous earth is one of those things that are so inexpensive that it's almost foolish not to have it. It's super fiber. It prevents colon cancer and polyps and diverticuli, and it prevents all of the diseases from Crohn's and colitis, especially when you mix it with a fiber and the probiotic food. There's a great article on vitamin K2. I talk a lot about vitamin K. Vitamin K2 actually can help reverse heart disease. The study was done in the Journal of Thrombosis and Homeostasis. Did a number of studies on vitamin K2. Heart disease is one of the number one causes of death and illness worldwide, causing over 17 million deaths each year. And that's a toll that is expected to rise to maybe close to 24 million by 2030. Long known that arteriosclerosis, or the calcified deposits in the arteries, is the major player in heart disease. Well, now new studies on a little-known nutrient called vitamin K2 reveal this vital role in health. And what happens is vitamin K is essential for the proper clotting of blood and maintaining of bone density. It exists in two forms, vitamin K1, which is known as polyquinone and polyoquinone, and vitamin K2, or menaquinone. And vitamin K2, in turn, comes from MK4 or MK7. Now, what we've known is that vitamin K1 has to do with clotting factor, and vitamin K2 performs very different functions. So vitamin K2 regulates the level and location of calcium in the body. Low levels of vitamin K2 are linked with an increased risk of arteriosclerosis, or plaque buildup that's in the body, and that mineral that builds up in that is calcium. So when you take high amounts of vitamin K2, it actually reverses the calcification of those arteries. So when you take vitamin D, and I take vitamin D and K2 always go together, you want to use a K2 that's a high dose. 100 micrograms is good, but I like the 500 micrograms or even 1,000 micrograms, 1 milligram of K2 per 5,000 units of vitamin D. And what that does, it'll take the calcium out of those plaque deposits and reestablish it and put it back into bone. Calcified arteries increase your risk of heart disease, stroke, heart attack, dementia, premature death. K2 can really come to the rescue. And they've done animal studies on vitamin K and human studies. And again, vitamin K2 blocks the calcification of arterial sclerosis by binding to calcium, and then the vitamin D and K2 together, especially if you add the mineral silica, it sends that back to the bones, and it actually increases the tensile strength of bone, and it helps the ability to store the calcium in bones and keeping it from infiltrating soft tissues and arteries. There's all kinds of studies on that now. Vitamin K2, so again, high-dose vitamin K2 can actually reverse arterial stiffness. And again, not just the K2, but when you add a good 5,000 units of vitamin D, Linus Pauling says to for the connective tissue of the arteries is vitamin C and the amino acid L-lysine in a 2-to-1 ratio, 2 vitamin C to 1 L-lysine. And when you mix all those nutrients together, you're really doing a great service to your heart and reversing that arterial stiffness and high blood pressure and heart disease. The high-dose vitamin K2 group in the blood reversed carotid artery stiffness and reversed the plaque that built up in the carotid artery. Again, this was in the Journal of Thrombosis and Homeostasis. So excellent article. Take the vitamin K2, and there's no question about it, but vitamin K2 along with the vitamin D3 will actually help reverse heart disease. I want to finish off with these five foods that are advertised as health foods, which really are pretty harmful. They're not necessarily health foods. Here's the top five health foods that can actually cause a lot of damage. The one is most fruit juices, you know, bottled fruit juices, because the same amount of easily digestible sugar as a sugar-sweetened soft drink. So the sugar in most fruit juice is the same sugar in soft drinks. So it's best to eat the whole fruit. Now, the one fruit that I do recommend in juice form, if you need to, is things like prune juice, because it has a therapeutic effect on the bowels, and pomegranate juice has effect on the entire immune system. But most fruit juices contain too much sugar. The second one is a whole wheat bread. Now, for those of you that are sensitive to gluten, it can cause digestive problems, and it can actually cause various symptoms, gassy, bloated, heartburn, and a lot of bowel issues. So it also can cause a vitamin D deficiency, because it also can increase the small, dense LDL cholesterol. If you're not having a gluten sensitivity, whole grain would be the way to go, but I think a lot of people can do better on gluten-free. Another one is agave nectar. It's loaded with fructose and the same as corn syrup. So it causes all the same problems as regular sugar and high fructose corn syrup. Agave nectar is advertised as a health food. If you want a sugar, raw honey, especially honey from the desert, it has anti-cancer properties. The next one, number four, is sports drinks. If you're not doing super intense workouts, then you don't need to be drinking these sport drinks. They're not needed. They contain too much sugar. They do have some electrolytes, but again, it's the sugar that we're looking at. And number five is vegetable oils, Wesson oil and Mazola oil and corn oil and safflower oils. These are unhealthy oils to cook with. They're unhealthy oils to use in salad dressing. They lead to inflammation in the body due to an imbalance of omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acids. So the good oils to cook with is avocado oil, because that can go to 550 degrees. Also, coconut oil that can go up as high as 450 to 500 degrees. Olive oil, you have to be careful. Don't use the vegetable oils to cook with. Use the ones that I just mentioned. But those five health foods are not really health foods. So again, just to touch on some of the things we talked about, vitamin K2, vitamin D also helps cardiovascular disease. So again, you can take these nutrients. They really will make a difference. Prime Longevity, check out the ingredient list and you'll find it's the best on the market. You can call and order product directly. Thank you to everyone who joined us today. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
For every kind of gum disease and gingivitis, the essential oil will actually remove the plaque from the teeth. If you do what I say, get the vitamin C time release full spectrum, even any vitamin C is better than none, or the bioflavonoid complex in a liquid. Again, that's good, but I like the time release pills. And then the other thing would be silica. Silica from bamboo or silica from diatomaceous earth. Now, diatomaceous earth is the powder that helps to get rid of any kind of parasite in the intestine. It'll also reverse polyps and diverticuli. And you get about 2% absorption of the silica. So silica, vitamin C, and CQ10, about 120 milligrams a day of CQ10. Now, as an adult, get Prime Longevity, which has the CQ10, the resveratrol, lipoic acid. It has pomegranate extract, cinnamon extract, turmeric extract. It has calcium fructoborate, which is a form of boron that reverses osteoporosis. It has chromium, vanadium, and vitamin D and all the B complex. It's really a primo formula.
For getting rid of the plaque.
The wintergreen oil will do that. Any essential oil will dissolve that plaque away.
Okay, that's what I was saying. You use wintergreen, but you can use any essential oil to
get
rid of the plaque.
Right. Any essential oil is going to be good. Some burn more than others, like peppermint oil is really strong. That can burn a little. Again, there's a thing called oil pulling done with coconut oil, where you put a good tablespoon of coconut oil in your mouth, and I would put 3 drops of wintergreen oil with that, and then you close your mouth, keeping your head tilted forward, not straight or tilted back, because you do not want to swallow it, and then you swish that oil through your gums, and that will also stop the bleeding. So between the calcium hydroxyapatite toothpaste or the coral toothpaste with the wintergreen essential oil or any essential oil, and the oil pulling, you don't have to do it for 20 minutes like it talks about. 7 to 10 minutes if you do it real well. Now, do not swallow that. You spit that oil out, but don't spit it in the sink or toilet because it clogs up the pipes. Spit it into the paper towel and put it in the trash can. Clove oil is also very good. It's also a great mouth cleaner. It kind of numbs your mouth a little bit.
Good morning, Dr. Ben-Joseph.
Good morning. Who am I speaking to?
This is Calvin.
Hi, Calvin. How can we help you this morning?
What would cause a white line underneath the nail on my great toe going from the cuticle all the way up?
Okay. Usually, it means there was some kind of injury when you get those white lines. Now, there's dark lines. Dark also can be blood. But the lines that go up and down from the cuticle to the head can also mean an injury, or it means, again, there can be a number. In Oriental medicine, it might mean that you had a high fever at one point recently, and that can cause these vertical lines. Again, on injuries, sometimes it can be a mineral deficiency. Again, if it's only on the one toe, I probably wouldn't worry about it, especially if you're taking vitamins and minerals and you're taking the good things. And the dark red line is usually a little worse. So one of the things that I would do that makes it real easy to make sure that you're absorbing your minerals is you use a compound called diatomaceous earth. And you can mix that with a little, I use a pomegranate juice, and I put a tablespoon of coconut oil in it. I use just a tablespoon of the diatomaceous earth, and I add the tablespoon of yogurt that'll bind the powder so it won't sink to the bottom. And then that'll give you about 2% silica, and silica is very specific for connective tissue. Your fingernails, your hair, your toenails, ligaments, tendons, and all the connective tissue in your body, not calcium, but actually silica. And so that will really repair most of fingernails or toenail. The medical journal confirms that HPV vaccines cause more harm than good. And the science author is facing death threats from other people. So in medicine, sometimes preventive measures and treatments have the opposite effect. And when it comes to antidepressants, making people suicidal, or chemotherapy that actually spreads cancer. It's shocking how bad some of these supposed solutions to health problems really are. Now a new one has emerged, and that's in the form of the HPV vaccine. We've long known that that vaccine does not work well. It supposedly stops a woman from getting cervical cancer or human papillomavirus. Anyway, the author used a pseudonym to protect from retaliation when they printed it in the Journal of Medical Ethics, and the article was published there. They did a study on women from 20 to 49 years old, and which they tested the HPV vaccine. Not only did the study link the higher HPV vaccination rates with a rise in cervical cancer, but it also highlighted how the FDA analysis of the Gardasil vaccine, which is the HPV vaccine, showed a greater risk of pre-malignant cell changes in the vaginal tract. So editors of the Journal of Medical Ethics did confirm that the research, they don't print research unless they check it out really well. Anyway, the story doesn't end there. There's been so much flack to the article that the editors finally gave in and retracted the article because the vaccine companies are so strong. So please, ladies, do not get the HPV vaccine. I think it's very dangerous. It can cause paralysis, premature menopause. It can cause myasthenia gravis. And there's been a lot of 200 deaths, 57,000 adverse recorded reactions from the vaccine adverse events recording system. It has aluminum as a neurotoxin. It has polysorbate 80 that's linked to multiple sclerosis, anaphylactic reactions. So please do not do the HPV vaccine. So I want to thank you all for joining us. Eliezer Ben-Joseph signing off.
The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next week for Natural Solutions Radio with Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath. Today's show was brought to you by HealthNaturallyETC.com.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.